The book of Revelation calls death the veil that veils all peoples and the web woven over all nations. The veil that veils all peoples and the web woven over all nations. Yesterday, each of us came forward and received that ash on our forehead, and we're told, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe in the gospel. We have a day dedicated in the church to remembering that web which is woven over us and that veil that overshadows us. And that's a rather strange thing. But we lean into it tonight and we offer this holy hour for all those who are dying, offering those prayers as people who are in the same boat. We pray for those who are dying now and for their families, asking that the Lord would be with them, would give them that grace to repent and believe in the gospel, the promise of the book of Revelation, when that veil will be torn down and that web will be destroyed. Asking that the Lord would bless all of the people experiencing that now. But not asking the Lord, not praying to him as a sort of distant, God help those people over there kind of way, because we are in the same boat. We ask the Lord to bless the dying because we will be them too one day. And so we, tonight, at the beginning of Lent, kneel before the Lord in the Eucharist, recognizing all of our weakness, recognizing what is cast over us, and asking the Lord to give us hope too there, Christian hope. Christian hope that not even death can separate us from the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian hope that led St. Paul to say, death, where is thy sting? Where is thy power? It has been robbed by our Lord Jesus Christ. That's perhaps why we have, when we receive those ashes, not only the memory of dust, which we are and will become, but also the command to repent, to believe in the gospel, that our bodies may be made of dust and will return to dust. But our souls are eternal, and our bodies will one day be given back to us, glorified, just as the Lord Jesus received his glorified body back again. We bring all of this to the Lord tonight, in this holy hour, kneeling before him in silence, acknowledging the veil cast over us, the web in which we are caught, and trusting that even here and now, and even at that moment, the Lord has not forsaken us.